Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Jasari's Love Show. And yes, it's me, Cynthia Jahi. I am Jasari's Love, and I'm real happy to be on the airwaves with you today. I have been asking a couple of Fridays, had quite a few things that were going on. We're going to try to keep this going and get a little flow going as much as possible. Again, I want to thank you so much for tuning in and listening to the show. And if you're hearing it on the archive, I thank you for researching it and finding the Jasari's Love Show. I want to thank everybody for supporting the Home-Based Business 101 platform. We have various days, and just look for us. My husband will be posting the next time that we'll be doing the different shows. I'm pretty sure that Victoria Falk will be back on Mondays, and we'll be back together on Thursday afternoons at 3 o'clock. And also keeping this going every Friday at 3. And the Sunday show, we'll let you know more about that. That may be coming back on board at Sundays at 9. Just look for it in your on your blog advertisement. But again, I want to thank you for supporting the show, for coming on and being willing to listen. You know, Dionne Warwick and Burt Bacharach, like I said, they really had it right. The world always needs more love. And it's up to us as the humans to give the love. I look at the different animals, the squirrels playing up and down the trees, and dogs being petted by their owners, and cats being hugged by their owners. And one thing that we can give is more love. The animals, they think they got it pretty well patted down. They love within themselves. And, you know, you look outside and on the field, you see the squirrels playing and you'll see some birds. And there's love there. There's an agreement among them. Now, I must admit, when a cat comes, that kind of scatters everybody. But look, it's all in love, right? It's all in love. Okay, so that's what it's all about. And it's an interesting day. This is Friday, May the 13th, and this is 2016 at 3 o'clock. And again, we want to welcome you to the Jasari's Love Show. Jasari's Love, Jasari itself means to be audacious, to be bold. And I love that word with the word love because I think that you have to love in a bold, audacious way. You have to really be real about your love, and you really got to push through with your love. I had a very exciting weekend. The last couple of weeks, I've spent quite a bit of time, really for the last couple of months, a lot of time with my family in the Baltimore area. And my sister Kim Williams, a very loving person, we attended a women's empowerment event together. And these events always bring out the love from the sisters who have their own very own unique way of showing each other and you know, with encouraging words, provocative ideas, acts of kindness expressed through spoken words. Some of them did poetry. Some of them did theatrical productions. Some did dance. And some of them just shared their testimony. I had such a great week up in the Baltimore area with one of these women's empowerment conferences. Met women who they shared their testimony, which was really a good way to open the eyes and the hearts of all of us women that were in attendance. Because we know most of us, once you've started driving a car, you're going to have that day where you just run out of gas. And usually, you know, you're looking at the gas, you know, you look at that gas, you know, the gauge, and you're saying to yourself, oh, boy, maybe I shouldn't drive the car today because I just might run out of gas. So it was interesting hearing this one story from this one pastor. And I could resonate with her story because she knew that not only was she going to run out of gas, but the gasoline for the car, but she wouldn't even be able to make it to work the next day and maybe a couple of days more. And it's so interesting how God worked it out for her. She was walking to do something, and she decided to take a detour. So they said, just go to the left instead of going to the right. I think she was just walking maybe in her backyard or her front yard, sweeping or doing something. And lo and behold, by her going in a different direction, there was $20 blown her way. You see, you know, love and expectation and faith and all those things kind of go together. She didn't really know where her money was going to come from, but she decided in her heart and soul to pray about it and not to worry about it. And God just sent her $20. You know, maybe somebody had an extra $20. It, you know, got blown in the wind. But that could resonate with me really well because I remember when I was working in school here, right here in North Carolina, and I could see that it was pretty tight as far as me being able to make it home from the school. The drive was like a half an hour. And I never forgot, you know, how I felt earlier that day thinking, I'm not going to make it home. And then I don't think I'm going to be able to make it back if I make it in. And I had my grandson with me, and he was just 5 or going on 6. And I thought to myself, well, I certainly can't break that on the road with my grandson. So I did what she did. I prayed about it, and I just asked God to give me the best answer. You know, how was I going to, you know, do this? I was not even starting a job. I think it was volunteering at the school at that particular time. Or it might have been a substitute teacher, hadn't had my first pay or something along that line. And I still pondered about it a little bit. I thought maybe I'll ask this teacher. I said, no, I don't want to go around asking people. And I was led to go ahead and ask the top person of that school. And she blessed me with enough money to be able to fill the tank and to refill it so that by the time I needed gas again, I would have had my first paycheck at that school. And that was a blessing. It was indeed the blessing among many, many blessings. So what the world needs now is love, sweet love. But I just wanted to give you some examples that there's love out there. It's in the air. And, you know, we've got to just grab a hold of it. The other thing is that we, when attending these events, you know, I signed up for the event with love. My sister and I had a grand time. You all know we've been giving away the Voitex, and that is a product from our business, our travel business. And we've been so excited about it. It is so much fun to be able to give people things that they're going to benefit from. And, yes, I'm going to benefit also. But they have a benefit. First of all, it's free. And second of all, how much fun is it to be able to give away something that people can truly use if they do any kind of travel? Now, I've been up and down the road a lot. My husband's come up to meet me. We've stayed at hotels from time to time. So being able to book our hotels at the lowest rate possible, that's a big deal for us. It makes a big deal. So I just wanted to let you know what was going on last week or so in the month of ending April and going into May. Getting back to these empowerment events, I met a lot of people. And I met judges and writers and dancers and the one event at Baltimore, it was awesome. And I'm going to tell you how love works. I was sitting at a table having a casual conversation when the person who was the MC for the day, she thought that Movements Unlimited meant that we were going to dance. And she looked at me and she says, "You know what? Do you think you could do a little dance? Get the women involved in those type of movement. We you know, we need to get people moving. This is like 12 or 1 o'clock in the afternoon." And the interesting thing is that I didn't plan on sitting at the table with this lady. I was sitting at the table. She came to the table until she had her bags and stuff. I didn't know this. And the next thing I knew, before the program was over, Movements Unlimited Performing Arts, my sister and I were on stage doing what we do as a passion. I didn't tell you about that, but I've done it in the past, dance and theater. So, again, because the spark of love is in the atmosphere, we're in a loving environment, a woman's empowerment event with women who were marketing water. I had a woman with a Total Fit marketing her water. And then there were women from Mary Kay and, of course, Tracy Lynn. And then there were the individual women who had their own pocketbooks and, you know, different things that they're marketing, and we were able to purchase a few items from this lady. Of course, we got some water, and we got an appointment with Mary Kay to buy something from them and something from Tracy Lynn. And you know, that love, see, the love is going there with the intention of sharing what I have and going with the intention of trying to support financially what the other women were doing also. And so in doing that, I believe we made some new friends, and we were really excited about, you know, being able to do all that. Women's empowerment. You know, some people, you know, don't really know what they're missing out on when they don't go to these women's empowerment or men's empowerment events. This was a women's empowerment. Well, I met a lady at one who wrote a book. It's called Butterfly Flow, and her name is Adrienne. And I'm going to have her on in a couple of weeks, and I'm really excited about that. I bought the book, and then I'm on target to buy another book from another lady. Her book is to help the young girls and women and young people realize that they're beautiful. And she, it's interesting because both of these ladies have butterflies on the covers of their books. And I said, wow. And her name is Alicia, and I hope to bring her on. And I said, man, can you believe this? And I love butterflies, everybody. I've loved butterflies since I was a little girl. My mom used to get me these coloring books, and I would sit at the table and just color and color. I think some books were just butterfly books. But anyway, you know, that was back in the 60s, and you had a lot of books like that. And that's coming back, by the way, just coloring. But I love coloring. I still love coloring and painting. And this book looks very interesting, too, because it's designed to encourage young people to be kinder to each other. And I think it's not just something for young people to do, but I think all of us, we could be a little kinder to each other. And so that's what her book is going to be about. And then I met a gentleman. He wrote a book. He told me he had quite a horrific story. I hope to have him on so he can tell you his story. And his story, he was kidnapped. So that was, he was in a situation where it was not a loving situation, but through the grace of God, he made it through. So I look to be able to get this gentleman on also. And I also had the opportunity of meeting a couple of caterers, and I said, hey, bring them on. So who knows out there, you may want to get them to cater an event for you. So we got these different caterers that I met. But everybody came in together. People sold jewelry. One lady's a motivational speaker and a health coach. And one person, he's another minister, the coach, the solution. This is a minister. But the main thing is meeting. I met a guy who helps with nonprofit and church branding. Looking forward to him helping me with a few things. I'm saying all that to say that look at when you come out and you get involved, you meet people who can uplift you and you can uplift them. It's a two-way street, being able to purchase the jewelry, and I put it on, I wore it, and the young lady, I think she was pretty happy to see me wear it, and I called the people from Total Life Change to know that I'm drinking the tea, and trust me, it's helping me. And then there was a young lady who was a singer. I don't know, I'll try to bring her on, and once I secure that, I'll let you know who she is, and I'll be bringing her on, so that she can share what it is that she is doing. So that was, you know, the last two weekends. One was the indoor event, one was the outdoor event. And I'm not like I'm saying, you know, I enjoyed myself. I felt that I learned a lot from listening to the women as they did their part of the program, whether it was a testimonial, whether it was a workshop, or whether they were sharing the word. And this year, this my call is open to everyone. You could hear a very positive word from someone that is Christian based, and you can also hear a very positive word from someone who is non-Christian based, maybe somebody from the Nation of Islam, and maybe somebody that is Buddhist, or maybe somebody that has just another whole way of looking at things. The main thing is if you can find that positive thing by listening and not judging, listening and to get the positive, the F of the good that the people want to share. And that's what I got out of the last two weekends. Looking forward to meeting the lady who is a judge, who does a piece on domestic violence. She has a handbook for clergy and church leaders. And I think that that's something that is really, really, really needed, really important. They even have a lady who has creations, ear candy and accessory. That sounds good. In fact, I think I'm listening from her. And there's a young man I met who is a graphic artist. So what it does, it really allows you to see that there's a vast amount of entrepreneurial opportunities out here for people. And through that, there's a networking and there's that exchanging of ideas and exchanging of products. And that's love, because there's a flow there. There's a currency, and there's a flow. And we're interacting with each other, and we're motivating each other. Because when I bought the water from the lady, how motivating could that have been, the fact that I bought her water? How motivating can it be from the lady that I actually bought her music? I heard her sing, and I bought her music. And one lady, I didn't even hear her sing, and I bought her music anyway. I mean, what am I going to lose for $5? You know what I'm saying? And then I'm already drinking that tea I was telling you about, and I think that I'm actually starting to lose weight from that tea. So I just think that, you know, and this tea is an herbal tea, and God, you know, gave us herbs so we could do something with them to make us healthy. So that's, you know, really, really important. You know, the Creator gave us these things, and, hey, why not utilize and use them? Also, I've been receiving these beautiful cards from my sister up in Maryland. So I'm up there, and when I get back home, I got cards. Well, I received a beautiful Christmas card. It says, it's the season of giving and what? Love. It is the greatest gift of all. And it's a beautiful card. I saved all my cards, but this one, wow. This one is covered with gold. It glitters. And in it, it says, at the holidays and all through the year, thank you for all the ways you touch my life with your giving, your caring, and your love. And I'm glad that you feel that way. Love always. In one God, our Father, one Spirit, one Son, all is one, Jesus, our Savior. Mom loves her room, being painted, and the hearts. I painted Mom's room. My sister gave me this idea. It was her idea. Paint my mom's room, and we got hearts. Now, they're not red hearts. They are yellow hearts, people. Yes, yes, yes. So she's got some sunshiny hearts in her room. Then I got this other card, which I really like also. I just got that one. You're really a special person. Your love of life and of people shines through in so many inspiring ways. And this is from my sister, and I just love this card. It's so pretty. And if anyone ever deserved the best of life, it would be you. Thanks for everything. And I want to thank her, too. I have a wonderful sister. One sister, I call her the baby of the family, but we're all grown up now, but she's still next to the baby. She's a baby girl. And she says all kinds of wonderful things to uplift me as her older sister. And then she's got one that says, thinking of you, sister. And it's got two cups. I would say coffee, but I'm not drinking coffee. I'm drinking tea now or soup. It could be either one. A nice herbal tea, and wishing you an unforgettable Mother's Day. And I did have an unforgettable Mother's Day. I rested here in Rocky Mountain with my husband. That's what I did for Mother's Day. I rested, I relaxed, and I enjoyed my Mother's Day. And I hope that everybody did. I didn't get a chance to wish you a Mother's Day ahead of time, but I do want you to know that I want to wish all the mothers out there a happy belated Mother's Day. And I want to wish you that every day for you as a mother can be the best day that it can be. I know you're out there doing the best. And I just want to implore to all mothers to make sure you put that love in there. And, you know, you may have to do some things that may be firm, maybe some tough love. Don't make it too tough, man, but it can't bounce back. But we do want to have the love out there. The love has to flow. And let's try not to have harsh, hard words with our children or our husbands. I'll say with children because I'm talking about Mother's Day. But let's take a step back a little bit because I've noticed while I'm out and about, some of the mothers are pretty rough these days. I mean, I guess ever since the beginning of time, they've been that rough mama. But kind of pull it back a little bit and think of different ways that you can solve the same situation. I have learned that going for a walk, you and the little one that you're having a little disagreement with, a little problem with, sometimes a nice walk. Sometimes what children need, they need to stretch out. They need to get outside and get some fresh air. They need to be able to go on an open field and just run away, you know, just let them run and just keep it safe. Just keep it safe. Check the area out. Make sure there's no water nowhere or anything like that. It's your responsibility. But that's what you can do. And children love balls and balloons. If you can't get outside, take a nice balloon and pat it softly back and forth in a safe area with your little child. You'd be surprised the giggles and things that you'll get and they'll get. You've got to find a way to make yourself laugh and giggle. Yes, you mothers out there, let's get you giggling a little bit. Not just when the guy got you giggling, but how about when the children are around? How about doing some giggling then? And how about without you thinking that it's a sacrifice, spending time with your children. Make sure they get mommy time, quality, quantity time. Before you know it, trust and believe me, they grow up very fast. I had the opportunity to spend great quantity and quality time with my daughter, and I'm glad that I did. And the ones I wish I had still could spend some time with were some of the nieces, oh, my goodness, and nephews. They grow up really fast. You blink your eye and they're grown. That doesn't mean you still can't do things with them. Whatever you didn't do then, you can't do the same things, but you can do something. They love cards. They love money. Money always works. They love you spending time coming out to see them do things that they do, whether they're speakers somewhere or whether they're basketball players or football players or cheerleaders or running track or just coming to the school and seeing what they did. Not just the bad stuff, but the positive stuff, too. Again, this is the Jasari's Love Show, and what the world needs now is love, sweet love. I'm about to end this here from a little quote from John D. LeMay. And I mean, I can end it with some things that some women have said, too, because I've got both. I've got just as much positive material from the ladies. And this is Mother's, you know, the end of the Mother's Day weekend. I'm going to do John D. LeMay, and then I'm going to say something from Diana Ross. Okay. Here's an affirmation from him, and he's just great with his affirmations. And it says, my dream loves me, that's why I am a champion. Again, we're back to the word love. My dream loves me. That's why I am a champion. Your dream will love you, mothers and daughters and women out there. And there is some that are listening. And I thank you for listening. Because you have a good dream, a positive dream, a dream of making sure your family is comfortable. It's not just about you. Making sure your elders are taken care of and they're comfortable. Maybe you can't take care of all of it. Maybe you got one you can really pour into. Maybe there's somebody who has a disability or some type of challenge. Maybe there's a young person that needs a little bit of time, and they need you to listen to them. And maybe it's that husband, and maybe that's a sister or that brother. But whatever you're going to do, if you have a dream, maybe you're going to, like me, you want to be a builder of the community. My dream is to envision to build 7 Movement for Limited Communities that will be very similar to the town of Columbia, Maryland. That's my dream. I would like for it to be huge. I want it to be beautiful. And I want it to be filled with the things that people love. But more than anything, I want it to be blessed by Father, Mother, God, divinely blessed. The soil to be blessed, the air to be blessed, the water to be blessed, the people to be loving people that really make community. And I want to end with this one, and it says, by Donna Ross, instead of looking at the past, I put myself ahead 20 years, and I try to look at what I need to do in order to get there. I want to end you with that empowering thought. Instead of looking at the past, know your past, because God knows your history. You all know him. I believe in the Sankofa piece. I put myself ahead 20 years and try to look at what I need to do in order to get there. This is Cynthia Jahi of Just Sorry's Love. I'm about to sign off. But I want to thank you. I want you to have a beautiful May 13th. It's a Friday. And I do want to say a prayer. I have lost a couple of people in the last 2 or 3 weeks since you have heard from me, my Uncle Philip, Cousin Billy, Uncle Philip Palmer, to be exact, in Baltimore, Maryland. May he rest in peace. My Aunt Dora, Greaves, I just recently lost her last Friday. May she rest in peace. And for any of you out here who have lost a loved one, you know, I want to say, you know, God bless you, and may they rest in peace, and may you find peace, and may you also be able to reflect back on anything fun or good that that person brought into your life, or if there was a challenge that they brought to you, or criticism, how the criticism in the long run may have benefited you. So we can turn a lemon into lemonade. And again, my dream loves me. That's why I am a champion. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. I look to hear from you. I want to talk to you again next week. I should be posting something so you can see what my topic will be. And Miss Victoria Falk of Passionate Travel will be back on. And oh, wait a minute, I got to make sure I give you. Make sure you text me so you can get this free gift I have, which is worth $500. Text me at 252-406-0774. Or if you're able to put in this, www.myvoitex365.com/ M as in movement, U unlimited group, GROUP, MU group. Okay, but if you want to get that $500 gift, you want to make sure you get Vortex, go ahead and with all my love, I'm happy to give this away to you for free, 252-406-0774. Have a great weekend. Bye now.